Welcome back to week number four of Balance of Power. The light side is in a bar, which I feel like, you know, I played a lot of D&D in my day, and I figured if we were playing Star Wars, I wouldn't have to start that way, but here you are.
I just ranted about that for 30 minutes. Like my last stream, that's what I ranted about for 30 minutes. That's why I was like, you know what? I love Mirror Shades, because like we weren't in a bar. We didn't start every adventure off in a bar.
You are literally in a tavern. Yeah. Thankfully though, Luke is not around, so there's no crazy old wizard to tell you what to do. So you're, I guess we fade back in, after the commercial, and we get the like long kind of shot of the bar, and we finish on, Gunner looking kind of like, what is Gunner's on duty kind of like looking for threat face look like? Are you kind of like scowling? Are you neutral? How do we see Gunner?
My resting face is like slightly angry eyebrows, just because that's what my eyebrows are like, but like not really, you know, just like kind of stoic. Mm-hmm. It's like my face throughout the show. I'm like trying to hold it like that.
Resting military face.
I mean, sometimes slightly stern, you know?
Yeah.
Sometimes like off guard or confused, but only very slightly.
Okay, just taking shit real serious, like. Okay.
Well, yeah, more like someone that's trying to impersonate that kind of look. So maybe if someone was like a very hardened veteran, you know, like they'd be like, that guy's a fucking rookie.
Okay. Yeah. Sure. So to a more like, yeah, a more experienced soldier, you might, like to us as mere civilians, you look like you're being pretty tough, but yeah. There's kind of like, yeah, there's something to that, a little uncertain.
Yeah, like I'm a little unsure of myself.
Okay, cool. So Talra, you and Kes and Z3 are making plans.
Okay.
So your mission essentially is to investigate some intel on the planet Felucia, important planet controlled by the Empire. But there may be a chance that someone on the council is going to help the Republic get a foothold there. And that's your mission. Now the mission parameters might update once you're there. Like if you get there and you're like, yeah, it's totally for real, they might give you an update, right? The captain, Kevin Jostrad, might give you more, but for now it's just a go and find out if this is a trap and let us know.
Perfect. Okay. So a couple quick things. Wondering like what exactly we know about the situation. Is the place we're meeting them, is this like in the wilderness away from any major cities, or are they like, meet us at the town hall of this city that's heavily in, you know, defended, you know, like, do we know anything else outside of?
Yeah. So the captain would have given you like briefing information on a little hologram projector. Now I don't know if you want to be displaying that out here, but
I'm going to take that out and put it in the middle of the table so everyone can see it.
Okay.
We're going to go over it together.
So we get the little like, you know, micro scale version of the planet. The New Republic survey team has given you a quick rundown on the planet Felucia. But you know, these guys, they're intel dorks. They've given you way too much information, you know, they're you'll have to scan it for info. You've done this before, but I'm going to make you roll to see what you can get out of it, real quick. So why don't you make a? Let's take a look at your skills here. Somebody, maybe it's you, maybe not. Somebody, just make a warfare knowledge test against an average difficulty, against two purple dice.
I'm actually okay at that. I'll give it a shot.
Okay. Do you want to get some help from one of your teammates here?
Probably Gunner would probably have experience with, I'm assuming.
I have it as a career, but I don't have any ranks in warfare.
Okay. Kes, how are you looking at warfare knowledge?
I've got zero rank as well.
Okay, so yeah, I'll probably go with Gunner. I don't think the droid would have any info on that.
I got three green dice. That's it.
Three green dice. Yep. Okay. I have a yellow and a green myself. So how would assisting work on that?
So someone just declares that they're helping you, and when you make your pool, you add a blue die to it.
Oh.
So before you roll, add one blue die and two purple dice in the dice pool section of your sheet up at the top.
Yep.
Perfect. And then scroll on down and click your warfare skill.
All right. So I guess maybe the conversation is like, I say, is there any military station on this planet, Commander? And so then that like brings us to the warfare area.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah. So you're looking over the commander's shoulder at all this like scanning data, and it's showing like facilities and stuff. And yeah, you got a success, and if you had any strain, you could recover it with one of those advantage. But with the success, you're able to just kind of like parse the most important stuff. Now you can go back and review this info later, but the basics are that Felucia was an important planet during the Clone Wars. When the Separatist army was pushed away, it was seized by the then fledgling empire and has been a key imperial area for some time because of its location on the Perlemian Way, which is a big trade route. The empire, though weakened, has just like squeezed this planet, right? They've really got the stranglehold on it. They have a battalion of stormtroopers that are protecting the capital. There, it doesn't look like there's any like major blockade ships or anything. There's still traffic because it's a trade planet, but the Imperial Customs Bureau is like all up in this place. So they're going to be doing checkpoints in and out of cities, major spaceports, that kind of thing. It looks like, and as we, you know, as you're getting this information about the planet, the holo zooms in, and you get the capital city, and it looks like the coordinates that this woman wants to meet you at is in. It's in the city. It's in one of the sort of outlying districts of the capital. So this isn't a like a remote place you're going to go and meet this person. Now, okay. It makes sense if this person is operating in in secret that she might not. It might be suspicious if she leaves the city, especially if she's part of the council. So that might be part of why.
Okay. Do we have access to ships for this? Like, do we get to choose ships, or do we have access to like only obviously clearly rebel ships?
Yeah. I mean, I think if you have connections, you could go out and try to like find those. If you want to get a ship, it will be like an obvious rebel trans or a Republic transport.
Okay. And how out of place would that be landing on this planet?
It would be pretty out of place unless you could come up with a convincing story why you had it. Because it's an imperial planet.
All right. So with the planet kind of rotating on the screen, I'm going to kind of lift up my hand and point right at the location where we're meeting.
This is our location right here to meet. We need to land nearby, but probably not on top of it. So they don't know exactly that we're coming.
At that point, I kind of look around the table and kind of say,
our only option right now is a rebel carrier that will stick out like a sore thumb. If you guys have suggestions, now's the time.
Could they not meet us at a further away point and take us there? It would put us in harm's danger because we wouldn't have an escape off the planet, but maybe there's a planet nearby that isn't so hostile.
Adam, did you say we assumed from the message that they would not be able to leave? Can we actually send them a message? Do we even know where the
No, this was a one-way encrypted transmission, so you can't get in touch with them. They just said, I'm going to be here at this time, and I want to meet with your agents, and if you were serious about taking this planet, you'll have somebody there. Otherwise, this is it. You're going to miss your chance.
Okay. So I'll look at Gunner and kind of be like,
that's what we do under most circumstances, but in this case, it's all or nothing.
Commander.
Can we hitch a ride on a freighter heading down to the surface?
I like that idea. If we can, yeah, absolutely.
Rather than taking in our own ship, we can just find a ship when we get there and we'll just steal something. But like, if we can get in through the security of the atmosphere.
If I may pose a question.
Yes.
How did the other ship get in?
Which other ship?
What other ship?
The people we're meeting.
Oh, they're the people from the planet, right? Yeah, they're like the people on the planet, and they want our help. So they're trying to meet with us, but we can't get through the... I'm assuming there's blockades, so...
So Tower kind of leans over and says,
does your droid even listen to conversation?
He's probably drunk. Don't worry about it.
Okay.
I'm sorry, there was no interference today. And I was having trouble hearing and speaking.
His VoIP unit is malfunctioning, all right?
Oh, God. Oh, he must still be on
stage. No, I totally missed that. Like, during one of the pauses, I totally missed that part.
No, in that case...
That's an excellent idea. I think we'll probably go that route. Once we're on the planet, we'll survey the area, make sure it's not a trap, and then approach.
And at that point, I kind of, again, look at all of them.
Do you guys have any more input before we leave?
Is this planet militarized?
Yeah, so it's a predominantly, like, it's a hard planet to colonize. It's a very, like, very humid jungle, lots of like hostile wildlife, but it has a lot of natural resources, and it's mostly strategically important because of its location. So the Empire has done what they can to militarize it, but it's mostly ground troops. They can't really dedicate a bunch of star destroyers to, like, hang out and protect it. So you're not, the likelihood isn't that you're going to get blown up in space. It's once you land, trying to get into the city safely. That'll be your trick for sure.
Perfect.
So do the people on this planet, do they have their own military, or do they only have the Empire's military, like, stationed there?
Well, that sounds like an Outer Rim knowledge test to find out more about the planet outside of the mission. So Gunner, Why don't you make that roll? Or you can be asking someone if anybody else has Outer Rim they can roll, and Gunner can help.
Nope.
Two green here. Yeah, nothing special.
Right. Same.
Okay. All right.
I have three green. Does that help or not?
Yeah, like, if you the amount at this point, like, the amount of dice that you have to help, it's irrelevant, but one person can help. So if you, I guess, like, if someone pipes up to be like, oh, well, Planet Felucia, right, like, it's helping. It'll give that extra die.
Could Gunner ask Zeke, like, do you have any information in your databanks? And then Zeke could actually use his three dice?
Yes, that's the most effective way to do it.
Okay.
Okay. So Z3, why don't you make a make an Outer Rim check. Before you click the button, though, put one blue die and two purple dice into your pool. And then click your Outer Rim knowledge skill. We'll see what you know about the planet. Nice, lots. Okay, so you got two successes. Now, spending advantage on these rolls, I'll answer Gunner's question with two successes worth of detail. But also, I'll give you some additional information so you can. You can spend your successes on like little things that might be helpful later about that world. So things like etiquette on the planet, things about the, like, local markets, stuff that'll help you blend in later. So Felucia, predominantly a stop-off point. So there is a human culture that has lived there for, since the time of the Old Republic. And they're fairly standard colony that was built up there that had a colonial defense force. Obviously, the Clone Wars came, and there were several important battles on the planet. The military, the militia on the planet, the Planetary Defense Force, was basically just absorbed by the Empire. So there's going to be a combination of stormtroopers that have been sent from Coruscant or from, like, a proper Imperial training facility. So you'll have to deal with stormtroopers, but also sort of lesser police, like planetary police. You can think of it as kind of like an occupied territory where there's military there from another country. They also had their own cops that are loyal to, for the most part, but probably easier to bribe or manipulate because they're not technically part of the Empire. So you'll see both of those kinds of security forces on the planet.
All right.
So how many people are willing to defect?
Well, and that's the question, isn't it? Right. Like, I guess because you got that advantage, Z3, a little bit of kind of like you've picked up bits and pieces here and there of radio chatter about that planet. And while the Empire is trying pretty hard, the Imperial Security Bureau is trying to keep everything's fine on Felucia and shut up, the Empire is great. There has been some talk that maybe like the militia is starting to think that they're better off with the Republic. They can see the Empire kind of crumbling, but it's not like they believe in the Republic cause. They just kind of realize that they're on the losing side now, and they're starting to feel a little bit like, uncertain about their overlords. So it's not like, you know, there's people waving rebel flags in the town square, but this is the kind of planet that might be, if the rumors are true, it might be ripe for a little local rebellion.
Do we have a way to get intel on the air traffic in and out of the planet to know how many stormtroopers are stationed so we can compare that to their like on-ground forces?
Maybe you could try to requisition some time from one of the New Republic like observation teams. So you go to intelligence and requisition some of that info if you want.
Sergeant?
Yes.
May I suggest if we get into trouble, we might be able to buy our way out of it or talk our way out of it. They seem susceptible to both.
Good call. Ready to talk my way out of anything. So you said that we can, earlier you said we could land with no problem.
Yeah, it sort of depends. Like everywhere in the Empire right now, they're kind of strapped for resources. So there might be a way to land on the planet that is outside the city and then sneak into the city. And really anywhere there's any kind of dissent, smugglers and spice dealers and stuff are going to be trying to move things on and off world. There might be a black market on the planet you could take advantage of. But if you just like fly your ship right down into a spaceport, then it's going to be like stormtroopers and scanning teams and like, let me see your papers and enjoy being in a jail cell for the rest of your life.
So we're going to have to smuggle ourselves in pretty much.
Yeah, I mean, that's certainly an option.
Okay, cool. So we can either try and fly in and then just sneak into the city, or we could try and buddy up with some kind of smugglers, but I don't know how we find them. I guess we could do some kind of check to see if someone knows of a way to get on board a ship that's going to be smuggling goods or people into the city.
Okay, Adam.
Yep.
I have actually put points in skullduggery.
Nice.
And one of them says identify the most vulnerable aspects of a security scheme. Like one of the descriptions thing. I was wondering if I could use that to figure out what would be the best way to sneak us into this place without being noticed. Maybe we use like verbal subterfuge, or we, you know, I don't know, fucking cloak ourselves or something like that.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, sure. Make a skullduggery roll based on what you know. I'm going to say it's going to be difficulty. I'm going to say difficulty 2, just based on the information you have. You've got some intel.
Okay.
Does anyone else have skullduggery, or are me and Zeke the skullduggers of the team?
No, skullduggers.
I've got rank 1, and then
I'd watch that show.
Right. I have 3 green. That's it.
Yeah, I have a yellow and a green.
Okay. So any of us can do it.
All right, so just 2 purples and roll?
Yeah, unless somebody is helping you analyze the information. Because again, like all this stuff, you're all sitting around the table. There's the holo display. So you can have Talra bring up like security an assessment based on what you currently know about the planet. So you're going to be analyzing that, and someone else can help by
looking
and offering there.
Whoever is the most tactical.
So Gunnar, you've got skullduggery as well, right?
I might actually only have it as a career skill.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, it doesn't really matter for helping.
Okay, so...
All right, so Z3, two purple and a blue.
Got it. Okay, let's do this.
Okay.
Boom! Boom! Nice. Good
work. So, yeah, you succeed. Yeah, it looks like, based on your assessment, and we get the, like, droid vision version of it where it's all, like, going by really quickly and all these maps are popping up and, yeah, you're doing your assessment, and then it's, like, the little progress bar fills and it's, like, skullduggery assessment complete. you make a little toaster noise. And
ding!
Yeah, and according to your assessment of the data, the planet's defense systems are all based on specific choke points, right? There are ways in and out of the planet legally through these customs points, but smugglers don't use customs, right? Like you don't go, you find other ways across the border. So you actually find there's an area just to the south of the capital. It's like a wild, like fungus, like jungle area that hasn't been cleared at all. In the data that you have, the Imperial, the most recent Imperial census declared it like a that it was too dangerous for habitation, and they've just left it alone. It's full of all kinds of scary creatures. That area, if you now, you don't have any hard data, but if you were a smuggler trying to like land under the radar, that'd be where you'd go.
Yep. So I turn them, I like turn the hologram around, however that works. And I point to this area, the area that you just spoke of.
Yeah.
Area seems like the best course for a non-intrusive entrance as well. There are dangers, but not empirical dangers.
I look at the place for a bit, and I look like I'm kind of analyzing it. And then I look at Tal, and I say, Commander, this is a suicide mission. How are we going to subvert an entire planet to rebellion? We have one contact. It is my expert opinion that this is pointless.
So I kind of look at Gunner and smile and I say,
well, he's not going with his one arm and someone has to do it. This is for the Empire. This is for the rebels.
This is for whoever we work for.
Whatever side I'm on right now.
They should not send a combat squad for this mission. They should send a diplomat, and we should have we shouldn't be doing this.
Sounds like quitter talk, Gunner.
Oh, snap.
I just kind of laugh a little and look back at Gunner. And I say,
Gunner, this is our mission. It's do or don't here. We're going in all the way, and this is what we're going to do. It's your option to come or not, but we're going with or without you.
This resource allocation makes no sense. We only know that we have one contact on the planet that is slightly interested in working with the rebellion.
And it's probably a trap. And if it is, then our job will become how to get around it and how to use it to our advantage.
I'm down. Let's do it.
Okay. So what's the next step in the plan, man? How do you get to the planet? I'm just going to use your, because you can get a regular transport, like a rebel transport.
Real quick, before we leave the bar, and Tower kind of stands up, like he's getting ready to go, and you know, he stands up and he throws some credits on the table for the drinks, and he kind of reaches behind him and he takes out a rifle, and he puts the rifle on the middle of the table, and he kind of looks around and he goes,
is anyone here experienced with heavy weaponry?
That's a serious question, by the way.
Yeah, where do we...
I don't know how to shoot one of these things.
My chassis is not designed for this.
So what's the... if I, like, pick it up and hold it, can I tell how heavy it is? Like, the encumbrance?
Yep. The encumbrance on this one is 4. Basically, it's a blaster rifle. It's a really nice weapon. We picked it up in our first episode. The only issue is... I am much better with light weapons, so I'm probably not going to use this. So if this is better suited for one of you guys, I will gladly give it to one of you.
What's the advantage of something being a career skill versus like just having a rank in something?
Tell
if I'm better with one.
Yeah, a career skill won't make you better at something inherently. It just means it's cheaper to get good at.
Oh, okay. Cool.
Yeah, so if you spend experience, then it costs less to level that one up.
Okay, cool. So I have 0 rank in ranged heavy. It is a career skill, but I have 0 rank in it, so.
Yeah, I have 1 rank in heavy, and I think my stats also would make me better at using a heavy gun, too.
Gunner gets the gun.
But I don't think I have the encumbrance for it. It's 4.
How do you tell? Oh, I see.
You can hold up to and a little over your, right?
Yeah, you start taking disadvantage on rolls when you're over your limit. You're over your threshold for encumbrance. So you can carry up to your encumbrance with no penalty, but once you start loading on more gear, then you start adding black dice to your roll. And they're not good. They're not terrible, but they're not great either.
Where do you see your current encumbrance again?
Should be up near your wound threshold on your character sheet.
It's one of those big ones across the top.
Mine must not be set then, because it says my threshold is 1. Is that how much more I can carry, or did I just not set it?
It just must not be set. It's your brawn. It's brawn plus 3, I think.
Okay. So I think my gun is 1 encumbrance, and my sword is... gotta open it up.
Yeah, you're not super brawny. It's a heavy weapon.
I think my gun's like 4, so...
Oh, it's 5. Sorry, it's 5 plus your brawn.
So I have 8.
Yeah. So you'd have to make room for it in your kit, but it's not part of your standard loadout.
Yeah, I think that's sent me one over. But I'll carry on. I'll just like figure it out real fast.
Yeah, you have it. Okay, that's fine.
Okay. Well, in that case, I'll slide it over to Gunner and say, you know,
this is yours. Feel free to sell it, use it, whatever you'd like to do.
Okay. All right. So I guess you go, the plan here for the vehicle is you just want to get a freighter and head over there and then just land it somewhere safe.
Yeah. We want to get a nondescript freighter. So something that would blend in that no one would really. Yeah.
Okay. All right. So we diagonal wipe rather than going through all of that, like you get a requisition and that's fine. We diagonal wipe too, but not to the arrival on the planet. We see Gunner walking down a hallway in the base. This is just like shortly after that meeting. Gunner, you're going to get ready for your last for go to this mission, do the last preps you need to do. And you see a couple of Republic troops coming towards you, and they've been drinking. They're looking like a little kind of like riled up, and they kind of like fill the hallway as you're walking towards them and kind of like block your path.
I keep walking between them, saying that this is kind of like a sign of disrespect.
Yeah, yeah. I think you try, and they do that thing where they like kind of like stand in front of you, and like block you from going down the hall. You like try to squeeze past them, and they just stop.
I stop in front of them, and I don't say anything. I just make eye contact with them.
Yeah. So you know, let's find an annoying Star Wars name for the main dude.
Just make it last name Rats and first name Womp.
Exactly. Mr. W. Rats.
This is just Gunner in the hallway with them.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, if somebody wanted to use a destiny point to just like show up partway through the scene, they certainly could, but, This guy's name is Rush. It's awesome. Rush Tavik. And now I'm just imagining he looks like Geddy Lee. He's got, yeah, like long, kind of like wavy blonde hair. He's wearing a t-shirt and his like fatigues, and it gets in your way. Private Tavik Rush is like, his friends call him Rush. And he kind of pushes you a little bit, and he's slurring his words, and he's like, it's like, how's your mission, Gunner? He kind of like stares at you.
My last mission was incredibly successful.
Yeah, he nods and like, yeah, I bet it was. Had you managed to get reassigned to a special mission while we all had to I was there, Gunner. And he like gets up in your face, and he like, you can smell the booze on him.
How did I get reassigned? I am expertly trained for the specific type of mission.
Kind of like leans back, and the others like kind of like chuckle, like they're like, oh yeah, that's a joke, expertly trained. He's like that's not even true. I looked at your file, Gunner, and he kind of folds his arms. He's like, you've never even been on a live mission before. He kind of like scowls at you. He's like, how does somebody with no field experience get assigned to a special ops team, huh?
I kind of
squints at you, and you can see he's trying to figure out which one of his like which you're over.
I kind of start like bending one of my lips, and like, I'm not nervous, but he's like obviously bothering me at this point, and mm-hmm. I respond, I was expertly trained using the most advanced VR systems calibrated specifically for this class of missions. Then I kind of like get up to him some more, like almost touching him.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Do you want to try? You want to try and intimidate him out of your way?
Can I hit him?
You could karate chop him in the throat if you want. Sure.
Okay. I'll intimidate him.
Yeah, I mean, you can escalate if the intimidation doesn't work. Okay, make a, I guess it's a coercion check. Yeah, issue a threat, whether accompanied by hostile actions or implied. Okay.
One purple because he's drunk.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, one purple and one black because he's got friends. So yeah, one purple, one black, and then go ahead and make that roll. Ooh, no, he will not be intimidated. So you get up in his face, and he kind of like pushes back. Like he gives you like a little shove, and he's like, "We've been in real firefights, Gunner. We know what it's like." Him. He was on Hoth, and he like looks at you all like, "Yeah, you're not even a real soldier."
Can you even say Hoth without saying Ice Planet Hoth first?
He was on the Ice Planet Hoth. And then one of the guys in the back is like, "Yeah, I saw Darth Vader," and then Rush is like, "Yeah, what have you ever done for the rebellion?"
While I lock eyes with him, I like very slowly start drawing my sword out of its sheath.
So
like the shines start coming out and maybe illuminates the back of my hair.
Right.
And maybe stop here and I look at him.
This okay. Escalated quickly.
Yeah. I think they like one of the guys behind Rush is like, whoa, man, it's not worth it. And Rush like pushes his shoulder off and he's like, the New Republic believes in a fair fight and there's five of us and only one of you. So if you ever want to, and he like squints at you, but he's like squinting kind of to the left of you. If you want to settle this, you and me, Gunner. And he like kind of gives you the like, "I'll fight you. I'll fight you in real life." Like, and then he's like, "Listen, we don't got time for this. I've got real work to do." And he kind of like pushes past you, but like carefully because he doesn't want to touch your sword. So they all kind of like go around you.
As he goes by me, I like definitely like shoulder check him like that.
Yeah. Okay. So the situation is diffused, but he wasn't intimidated, and he's gonna remember that you were the one who like was like, "No, I'll fight you, I'll cut you with my sword." So the you'll have problems with him again in the future, and you know that, right?
With who, Adam? This again.
Yeah, Rush will remember this. Yeah, Rush totally Rush will remember.
And the bottom of the screen.
And they leave and they're kind of grumbling about like, "Man, I remember when we used to be the Alliance and like we would never let people like that in," and kind of like walking off drunkenly grumbling. And what do we see? You still have your kind of like your sword out. What's your like splash frame before we go to the mission?
I just kind of like jam it back in, just obviously really pissed off.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So you're like,
and, like brush my hair off or like flick it to the side.
Okay. Cool. Yeah. And storm off down the hallway. Yeah. Okay. Cool. All right. So the camera follows you and the wipe goes behind you and then we see space again and a kind of janky looking crew freighter, probably like a Gitrok freighter, comes rumbling into frame, and below it we see the kind of orange and green planet of Felucia. So as you're approaching, we see who's in the cockpit of the ship.
Me.
I'm probably up front, but not piloting. I'm just kind of making sure we're on the right course and everything.
Okay. So the name of this freighter is the Leatherback, and it's a really old Gitrok freighter, crappy hyperdrive, but also unassuming. Though it has essentially like New Republic serial numbers, right? It broadcasts a New Republic code. So the two of you are in the cockpit. Z3. Well,
I'd be up there too. I'm programmed with two ranks of space piloting.
Oh, okay. Excellent.
So I'll co-pilot.
Sounds good. Okay. As you approach, we see the group of you in the cockpit, and your radio crackles to life as you enter Felucian like airspace, and in basic, someone comes over the comms and says, "Gitrok freighter Leatherback, this is Felucian air control. Where are you headed?"
So who responds in that case? Would that be the pilot, or can I have Tauron the comms?
Also, are we riding with a ship that was already going there, like already had a mission? We were just kind of riding with them,
or no? You were requisitioning the ship. Yeah, you're in control of the ship for now.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Now, if you want to, you can say, like, we can fill in backstory, right? Like, the way I want to do it is like jump to the action. But if you say like, oh, well, thankfully, like I did this already, you can spend a destiny point to just have that happen. Or we can make rolls and do little like flashbacks and stuff. Like I'm all about non-linear play. So if you had like done something already to like build a cover story, that's a thing we can just do now. Feel free to be like, oh, I would have done this, and we can flashback to that stuff.
So, yeah. Sorry.
No, go ahead, Z. Go ahead.
No, I was thinking like what we need is the name of a city and the name of a contact, perhaps, that we are meeting there with some sort of supply or like transport or something like that.
That's exactly what I was going to say. Yep, a pre-established meeting, and maybe if we even have some cheap goods that are in the leatherbacks.
Nice. So, yeah, yeah.
You know.
Okay.
All right. Have everything laid out and predefined.
So, do you want to spend a destiny point for that, or should we roll to see that?
What would we roll?
Rolling would be more fun.
Okay, sure. Yeah. So in this case, you're going to be rolling. Let me take a look. It'll probably be something like.
And would this be Zeke rolling Skullduggery again? Since he is like, what would this roll be?
To have done it already, like to organize, having set up a plan. Yeah. This will be probably knowledge underworld. Because that's the kind of thing that determines like the kinds of methods you would use to act like a smuggler or act like to set up a covert operation like this, pretending to be merchants or whatever. Yeah. And then convincing the guy of your plan, you know, if there's a problem, then that's a deception. So, yeah.
I can do a deception, but I have no underworld. Hopefully one of you do.
I got three greens in Underworld.
I only have two, so.
Okay, so I guess the droid. So the question here is, yeah, totally, crime droid. So you're trying to pretend to be legit, like a legit cargo ship, or are you trying to like what's your cover identity basically you're trying to set up here?
Yeah, probably merchants.
Yeah,
yep. I'm thinking basically like when Z3 did the role for Skullduggery, we located something that was already going to happen. So a ship that was already on the way, or he knew someone, and we appropriated that persona. So it was okay. Already planned. The guy's already on the. It's a completely legitimate transfer. We're just taking the place of whoever was doing it before.
Okay.
So there's someone who could potentially be playing dumb on the planet, doesn't even know that this is a whole operation that's going to receive the goods.
Okay, cool. So we'll see you're testing out your plan, because you have like the fake manifest, and you have like maybe the ship was the same type of ship or whatever, but you've had to do some scrapes. We'll see, depending on this underworld role.
Did we take their clothes?
What's that?
Did we take their clothes, the merchant's clothes?
That's a good question. Are you dressed? I assume you're not dressed like soldiers. Are you dressed in like merchant gear?
Totally merchant stuff, merchant street clothes. I was thinking before we left. We basically want to be as non-rebel as possible that we can within the confines.
Sure. We're just so rebel.
Yeah, look, we're not rebels at all. It's fine. We love the Empire. Okay, go ahead and roll. Zeke, roll your underworld. We'll say difficulty. Normally, it'd be pretty tough because you know you're essentially like calling in favors and stuff. But the security on this planet's not super like great at the space level. So just getting inside their air control level, we'll say two difficulty, and take a blue die because you have your team helping you set that up.
Perfect.
Okay.
Okay. There we go. Beep.
Okay. All right. So you got a success, but you also got a failure on the die. So you're not going to get what you want, but it's going to buy you some time. So as you're coming in, you have this like cover identity, you have some cargo. What is it? What do you tell them that you're, what's on the manifest? What are you shipping? What are you bringing to the planet? And this is like a big cargo ship. So it can be kind of whatever. fun Star Wars.
Right, yeah, we have a pet rancor.
We have 79 pounds of Wookiee guano for fertilizer.
That's the worst smelling
shit. I was thinking like some sort of metal that is not produced on this planet, but is needed for...
Yes, totally. The planet's a big like fungus mushroom. Like all of its soil is like not, it's not... That's a really solid choice. So yeah, if you want to say you're bringing ore for like a repair depot or something. Okay.
Yep.
All right. So that you broadcast your codes and the customs, the Volusian customs guy takes a minute and looks at it. And he says, he's like, stand by, Leatherback. There's something wrong with your, hang on. And it like clicks out. And you get a message like, please hold. And like you're being instructed to just like hang out in orbit for now. He's probably going to get a supervisor. Well, obviously the whole music is like doo 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 doo. it's like a slowed down smooth jazz version of it.
Yeah. Do, 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 it's do, the music do. Version.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a MIDI version of it.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, so you're in a holding pattern over the planet. So chances are they're going to ask you to like come in to like be searched or something if you don't act. But you'd have bought yourself some time to do something or to make an action. So what do you want to do?
Probably act as casual as we can, just like nothing is wrong. I don't know about whatever you guys want to do though.
Perhaps we need to inform them that we need to make a landing soon. Sorry.
Could we try and...
Perhaps we need to inform them that we need to make a landing soon so we can land wherever we'd like and it would limit the possibility of a search.
Smart.
Okay. Are you going to have an excuse for your need to land soon? Or are you just going to be like, no, we got to land. This metal's going bad.
I can sabotage the ship a little bit.
I can break the ship we're on.
My plan. Like, I can, like, you know, clip a wire and be like, hey, this shit is fucked.
We don't have to actually clip anything. We should just tell them that, you know, we've got a mechanical failure of some kind that we need to land and repair.
Very deep.
There's no
dangerous weapon malfunction.
there's no way that they could like scan us from the surface to verify, like if you know, if we say we're having engine trouble, could they be like, yeah, no, you aren't. We just scanned you.
They might be able to be like, your ship is old and crummy, but it looks like it's functioning from here.
Hmm. Now, we could jettison fuel.
Oh god!
But that may not end well.
Yeah, you could actually like legit damage the ship.
That's what I'm saying. Like I could make a mechanics check.
Inferno.
Like I could do a mechanics check to break something that's easily fixable, but also but
looks dangerous. Yeah. Exactly.
That's a great idea.
Sounds good to me.
That's
absolutely okay. Hey, all right.
Adam, I always wondered when they when they can tell that Luke turned his like little computer assistant device off, how? Yeah.
Well, because the fleet all have diagnostic computers that feed information back to the base, so they can see like, oh shit, like Luke, your shields are failing. You need to be made aware of this. So they just notice they flipped it off.
Okay, that's what I figured. It wasn't like a scan. It was like a direct.
It was a direct link.
Yeah, from the sensors.
Yeah, because that's what the weird like light board was. They were tracking the whole battle. So Z3, you head back. What do you want to do? What do you want to make it look like the ship's problem is?
Let's make it look like something immediate, so we have to land.
Okay.
I'm guessing like some sort of something that would like, I'm thinking of like a car. What would make you have to park your car immediately? Like you're out of gas, your radiator's overheating. So something like maybe overheating.
Okay. So you want to like fake that the reactor core is overheating.
There you go.
And that you need to land. Okay. All right. That's yep. Shit, horrible coolant leak. We're about to explode. We need to land. Okay.
Well, you can.
We need to land now.
But the great thing about that is they wouldn't want you to land in the city, right? They're gonna be like, well, if you're gonna blow up, like go land somewhere else, and we'll send a team. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we'll tell them that too. We'll tell them that we're purposefully landing outside of civilization, so in case, you know, the worst happens.
Yeah.
Can you also increase the temperature in case they have like thermal whatever capabilities, like they don't see that heat signature?
Yeah, like whatever droid,
like control that part of the ship.
Yeah, whatever Z3 does, it'll fool if he succeeds, it'll fool their sensors. The difficulty will be based on how good their sensors are. So
I have two good ranks in mechanics. So two yellows and a green is what I'm rolling for mechanics.
Excellent. Okay. All right. So you head back into the engine room of the ship, and it's already a mess. Like it's all mismatched, like patching cords, and there's like stuff hanging from the ceiling. It shouldn't be hard to sabotage this. It's just going to be sabotaging it just hard enough that it doesn't actually blow up.
Right. Right.
Though to be fair, like that's not on the table. I'm not, even if you get the worst possible roll, I'm not going to be like, the ship just explodes.
And you're dead.
That's not.
And that was balance of power light side.
Yeah. Well, I guess they win.
The Empire wins because the rebels just were not able to not blow themselves up. Yeah. And that seems to be a problem across the board, actually. So don't worry. All right. So Z3, you make your roll. I'm going to give it two purple dice and a black die. And if you fail, because I guess what's really at stake here is whether they believe you.
Right.
We'll use success and failure to see whether they believe you. We'll use advantage, disadvantage to see the ship's condition, to see whether it's like actually damaged or not. Right. So you want to get both, but the main goal here is that you will you'll trick their scanners.
Can I use a light side point? Because we have
one. You certainly may. So the sheet has been updated since last time that we played in regards to the destiny points. So for you, when you use a destiny point, you want to click the use light side button.
Yep.
And that'll feed me a point. There you go. And then on the dice pool, click upgrade once on the left side. Do you see there's like two zeros, there's upgrade and downgrade. Yep. So make upgrade say one. Yep. And then you got your difficulty in there. Cool. You got it. Go ahead and roll.
Okay. Here we go.
All right. Success and advantage. So nice. not only do you get what you want, they believe you, but you managed to actually fix some of the things that are wrong with the ship. You know, you're like, no, these should be fixed. None of this goes here. So we hear Z3 in the background, like messing with some stuff, and in the cockpit, there's a very panicked like customs officer comes back, and he's like, Leatherback, I'm seeing you're having a massive coolant leak. My God. And he like, you can hear him panicking for you. Tara, what do you say to him?
So I kind of pick it up. Yes, we need to land very quickly. We picked a site slightly outside of the city. We hope to reduce casualties in a worst case. We're very sorry for the inconvenience.
and he's like, inconvenience. No, how many people do you have on board? We'll send a rescue team to your location at once. We're tracking you. And he's like, he's very worried you're all going to die horribly.
So I'm gonna pick it up. Sir, we greatly appreciate it. We already have a team on our way from the person we're meeting. We thank you very much. We just need to get on the planet as fast as we can at this point.
Okay. All right. So I love it. You're like, no, don't worry. We'll just die.
We're good. We got people. We got people for this.
Okay. All right. So, so he's like, good luck, Leatherback. And they click off and you get clearance to land. And you fly the ship, and I think we see the ship, one of the engines like sputtering and like, you know, coolant gas spraying out the back of it. It's all very impressive looking. You like pull down towards the planet.
Sergeant, might I suggest not pushing the engines too hard at this point?
Everything's fine. Situation normal.
Yeah. Everything's fine. How are you?
So, so as we follow you down towards the planet, and then we get a cross wipe to the jungles of Felucia, right? Like down on the planet, we see these huge fungal kind of fronds, like these giant sort of strange mushrooms, with like vines hanging off of them. Maybe like a greenish kind of like a manta ray creature kind of like flaps by, and we see a kind of a crater, like a like crater of like moss and dirt. And in the crater, there are these big like leathery sort of reptile eggs, and they're all like open. And as we pass over it towards the ship, kind of like coming down in a clearing nearby, we can see some like tracks in the mud that lead kind of in the vague direction that the leatherback is like setting down.
Super good.
So you find a spot in this like forbidden jungle to like bring the ship down. Amidst, and you're getting warnings on the display that is saying this is a forbidden area. By entering this area, you keep having to hit like an okay button to sign these imperial waivers to be like, yes, I understand. Yes, I'm agreeing to disclaim anything that might happen to me in the forbidden zone. And so you're just like getting that out of the way as you land. And so we get the kind of like heavy downdraft from the ship kind of blowing spores and dirt around as you land. And I think that the edge of the ship catches on a tree and like tears a piece of the sort of mushroom off and crashes to the ground as you sort of roughly settle in as much of a clearing as you can make. But this area is like, yeah, very thickly jungled and pretty dangerous to land a ship, but you managed to get your ship down on the ground.
So at this point, my boffing senses are tingling.
I mean, maybe.
Oh, God. I want to see Kess like walk by a vine and it kind of curls around her leg slightly, and then she just fucking loses her shit, you know, just, like super on guard, like blasting the mouth shut.
Cuts a piece off and then keeps cutting that piece over and over.
Yeah.
There's like plants everywhere. I'm just like freaking out.
So what do we see from the outside of the ship when the cargo door opens and the crew emerges out into the jungle? And I mean, I think we see like we can't even see you in the cockpit because the glass is already like fogged over from the intense humidity. So what do we see when you all come out?
Hold on, I think we lost the stream.
We may not see anything because it looks like that the stream is down.
No one sees anything. We've all gone blind.
The screen goes black.
land on planet darkness.
Fade to black. Cliffhanger.
Okay. Well, let's take a break. Maybe that's what we see. We see the ship land, and there are these like reptile kind of tracks around, and then we fade out as the door starts to open.